So, Mark, remind us, what inspired the challenge in the first place?
I think there was a number of things that made us set the challenge up. First off, and the most fundamental thing, was raising money for the school. We're very lucky. We've got a fantastic school in St Paul's Hook. And they're desperately in need of money for various things, but their big project at the moment is to build a new music room. And they've got a wonderful music teacher who's very passionate with the children. So it'd just be great if we could actually provide, you know, the right resources as well for them to provide that for the kids. But it also came from trying to encourage our dad community to get more involved. I think the PSAs in schools are traditionally more sort of the mums taking on the lion's share. And we decided, actually, let's try and do something a little bit different that might encourage some of the dads to get involved. And yeah, happily it did. It worked out that way.
So how did the team get on? How did everyone make it to Brighton?
Yeah, luckily everyone got down there. The heat wasn't quite like it is today, but it was still very warm. So it was challenging. There was 18 of us on the team. We had various sort of rider abilities. We had some of the team that wanted to get off and get a good time in, so they shot straight off out of Clapham. More of our sort of leisure riders in the middle, and then a few people unfortunately got stuck. There was an accident sadly on the course, and a few got stuck behind, so their time was some, I think, just over 9 hours, but not actually riding, waiting for the course to reopen. So that was a bit of a day for them as well.
Gosh, so be honest, how tough was 55 miles?
It's achievable if you put the training in. I would say, like I said, the weather really did make it more challenging. And there are quite a few climbs throughout the course, so if your legs aren't up to that, it can be pretty tricky. And then there is the Ditchling Beacon at the end, which is the notorious climb, which normally gets everybody off and walking up the hill. And I think in the sunshine as well, that was the case for most. I think one of our team made it up of everybody.
So whose idea was it in the first place, and have they been forgiven yet?
It was, as most silly ideas are born, it was actually in the pub with one of the other dads over a couple of beers. So we came up with the idea and sort of, let's put it out there and see what response we get. And it was really well received. And I think there was quite a few new parents that had come through with their kids in reception that signed up as well, which was really good. So yeah, it was, I hope we've been forgiven.
So how much have you raised so far, and what will the money be used for at the school?
So we have raised, I did check before I came in, it's £7,680, I believe. Well, no, £7,860, to be correct, sorry. And that is going to go towards the music room, as mentioned before. So obviously that won't cover the full cost, but it will certainly contribute towards it.
What is the full cost? Do you know? Is there an estimate that you're looking to achieve? I mean, can people still donate?
Absolutely, yes. So we've got our GoFundMe page, which people can still donate on. The cost and the build of the music room is actually another thing we're taking on as a community challenge. We'd been quoted upwards of £50,000 to £60,000 for the build, which, you know, for a PSA funded, contribution, that's going to take 3 years probably of, you know, really hard fundraising. So we've now put the challenge out to the wider community to see if people can come and help us to actually build through donations, through skill set. So that's going to be next year's sort of challenge for the PSA, is to get that underway.
So have you got another physical challenge lined up?
Yes, I think one of the mums is doing a lovely St Paul's to St Paul's walk, because obviously not everybody's into cycling, so I think that's going to take place in the new academic year. I think the London to Brighton will probably happen again next year, just because it was so popular and I think people have seen it and got a little bit jealous that they missed out, so have come forward. But yeah, we're probably going to look at other challenges that we can put forward as well.
So give us all the details on where they can find you, how people can donate. Just give us all of the GoFundMe details and everything you want, so you can share that with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a small social media following. So we are, the social media handle for Instagram is under St Paul's Primary PSA Peddlers, so a bit of a mouthful, but you can go on there and see all the pictures from the journey. And in our GoFundMe, you can find under PSA Peddlers London to Brighton Challenge, and that's still open for donations.
That's perfect. Okay, let me just double check. I've got, I think that's pretty much everything. I mean, you're very eloquent in your answers. You've clearly prepared. There's me thinking you. I'm going to have ask you all these questions. So I'll just do one last question and then we're probably it. So why are these why are these improvements so important for the children at St Paul's?
That's a good question. So I think that most schools in the area and throughout the UK are massively underfunded. And you see, you know, how much their staff put into what they do on a day-to-day, but they are restricted, you know, in terms of funding. So everything that happens outside the school remit, you know, the fairs, everything else is all done by the PSA and the wider community of the school. And so those improvements that don't fall within the school's budget has to come from somewhere. So it is massively important. And it's not that they don't have the space, it's just not fit for purpose. And you know, when you've got such a wonderful music teacher who is willing to teach these kids, and music is such a wonderful thing, you know, it's we have to sort of get the money together and make it happen as soon as possible.